Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 17th edition of Lecce European Film Festival, Festival del Cinema Europeo di Lecce. I'm with Stina Werenfeld, director of Dora or the Sexual Neurosis of Our Parents. So welcome, Stina.
Thank you. Welcome, Chiara.
So as I told you before starting the interview, I would like you to briefly describe your film.
Well, this is the story of a mother and her daughter who has a mental disability. And the mother decides to put her daughter off medication because she's totally behind the haze of chemistry. And the daughter wakes up, she discovers life, she discovers kissing, this sensuality, and she ends up meeting a guy who is rather shady, and she has sex with him. And then, of course, the story turns around, swings around into a direction where the mother starts fearing for her daughter. And above all, it's a subject of autodetermination I'm treating as a mother and as a daughter. I reflect on both.
So the film is based on a play by Lucas Barfus. So what were you interested in of this play that made you decide to portray it in a film, and what did you change about the play?
Well, what I was interested in was showing a young person who wants to be like everyone else. Dora wants to be like everyone else. And she wants to have a boyfriend, she wants to have sex, and she ends up having falling pregnant and having a child. And our society has declared officially that we want to give people with disabilities the same rights. But as soon as it comes to procreation, this has become a huge taboo that, you know, all the systems of medical analysis prior to giving birth leads us towards the idea of what the right person is to be born and what the wrong person is to be born. It's an unspoken taboo. We don't talk about it, but as a matter of fact, there is the fertility tests that really, prior to giving birth, diagnoses already who we are going to have. And this is a selection, and nobody talks about it. And this film, one aspect of the film is talking about this fact. What does it mean if somebody with a disability, a mental disability, falls pregnant and carries out the child? And what does it mean for the whole environment?
And plus we have this, as you were saying, we sort of idealize the figure of the mother, and we want to determine what the right mother should be in modern times. I mean, we have this idea of how a mother should be, and we sort of reflect this in our thinking.
Well, it shows a mother who has also feelings that should not be shown, or, you know, an unspoken rule is you should not compete with your daughter. You should not have negative feelings towards your child. But this is, of course, very hypocritical view of the world, because why shouldn't a woman, a mother, a professional have all sorts of feelings? Why do we have to hide this? And this makes the mother a quite controversial figure, because it's like we are prescribed to feel in a certain way as mothers, to love our child endlessly, to sacrifice ourselves for a child. But at the same time, we're asked to look pretty, to be very successful women, great lovers. So I'm kind of questioning this aspect in the figure of the mother.
And plus, talking about the mother, there's also a moment in which, I don't want to use the word envy, but she's sort of finding inexplicable in a way that her daughter is so fertile compared to having capability of having another child. In the film, you show us that she has been trying for 16 years, more or less, to have another child that she couldn't.
Well, she tried assisted medical help to become pregnant again. And I think when I was working on the film, first I thought the biggest taboo is person with disability, mental disability, having sex and falling pregnant. But it was like one curtain opens to the next curtain, because it touches really very deeply in the question of life, fertility, and female identity. And of course, a woman who enters menopause, she feels the loss of a certain vitality in her body, yet she still wants to have sex. She feels she's a woman. And there, you know, grows her own daughter with this exploding sexuality and sensuality. And this creates conflict, and it creates conflict, I think, everywhere. But again, if it's not outspoken, it works in a hidden way, and maybe in a more destructive way between mothers and daughters. So in this sense, I'm a Freudian. I think things should be addressed. We should look at them and say it's just human, and then we can live with it.
Since I think, I guess, that your film is really talking to people, so it's really a film that has a message. I mean, what were there differences between in the reaction of the audiences through the festivals you visited, from Berlinale on?
Well, every film has a story in the reception. And if you deal with mentally disabled in film, this has become a very fashionable topic. Then it's also, it kind of enters into a genre, either comedy or a social drama. And in my case, it's neither of them. I ask many questions, and of course I have my personal view on things, on diversity and what society to do to be diverse and to incorporate every human being such as Dora and to allow equal rights. But I was more interested, instead of, you know, sending a message, to ask questions. It's like a research into our contemporary moral issues.
I read, I don't know if it's correct, that it took you like almost 7 years to do this film, to produce it. Why do you think was that? Was it because of the topic, or was it because, for example, I was talking to one European Parliament, a woman, and she was saying that they did a research and women directors had less funds, less possibility of producing their film. So I was wondering, what was your experience?
Well, it's a mixture of all. It's true, women get less money for films. They are, of course, treating different subjects. Like, my subject is a very female subject, and that makes some people very uneasy, especially if it goes deep into female sexuality. And then also, if you think of the subject specifically, I felt retrospectively as if this child, Dora, should have been aborted, you know, on screen. It's like something was reproduced through making the film that is in the film and luckily, finally, on the big screen.
Grazie Sina. Thank you so much. Good luck for the film, because it's a competition here in Lecce.
Sì, grazie a te. I was very happy to be here in Lecce. Thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for the 17th edition of Lecce European Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.